Norma Lester, please come forth. You've got 3 minutes to speak to the council about your concerns. And I want to deal with these individuals without questions, please, so we can come back to the council discussion. Ms. Lester, you have the floor. They can stand wherever they want to stand. Let's be respectful and listen, son.
My name is Norma Lester, and I appreciate this opportunity to speak. I'm going to read to you from a prepared statement that I, myself, and nurses that I'm representing, and I will be submitting this to you via email. Some of the things that the mayor said that we certainly are in agreement with, but because of the time, I'm just going to read you our position, and then, you know, hopefully it will help you to understand where we're coming from. I'm a retired nurse administrator, and I'm a former forensic nurse examiner, so I am a sane nurse. And I come to you on behalf of those nurses and on behalf of the nurses of the Tennessee Nursing Association, the Memphis District, which represents about 10,000 registered nurses in the Shelby County. So I just ask for your patience as we just kind of make some recommendations. First and foremost, we want the community to know that nursing was not a part of or condoned the crisis that was considered that was created at MSAR. And second, in terms of the access of care by victims, the crisis no longer exists and does not exist since the issue appeared back in April. The administrative crisis and the ongoing separate audit is totally separate from the forensic nursing care. Nursing shortage in any 24 operation is an ongoing thing. I've been in nursing for 45 years. We've always had shortages. The information that was revealed by Mr. Bailey in the commercial appeal was not as a result of forensic nursing shortage. It was a continuum of administration reallocation of MSARC funds. The spending didn't have anything to do with the quality of services that could have been given by the nurse. When Mr. Bailey made his revelation to the public, he talked about 49 out of 93 shifts that were covered. To us, that's not a nursing shortage. That's an administrative crisis. From that, a blitz was sent out to nurses across the Shelby County area. And the blitz was for nurses to step up to the plate. Let's do what we always do whenever that is a crisis and get in and get the things get done. As a result of that blitz, we received a lot of verbal and written responses to come in and help resolve that crisis. As a result, and again, what the mayor has stated, the shifts has been covered. We have probably more nurses now than we've ever had in the forensic nursing, even when I was there. Dr. Winters maybe can give you more specific information, but certainly she can attest that what I'm saying is true. And the good thing about that, that even though this was revealed and we have this nursing abundance now, it brings to the point, and we don't support the residency requirement, but this is very clear that the shortage was not significantly impacted by the residency requirement.
Please wrap it up, Ms. Lester.
Okay.
Let me hear that again, what you just said.
Can I finish, please, Mr. Brown? I asked that respectfully earlier.
Okay.
She's going to wrap up right now.
I just need to hear what she said.
I understand.
Okay.
About the residency requirement.
What I just said was that the residency requirement, we do not condone it, but it did not have a significant impact on the shortage of nursing.
Thank you, Ms. Lester. Your time is up. All right. Ms. Deborah,
I will email you. This is a lot.